Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
In European terms, Ireland's divorce rate is relatively low, but the figures are creeping up. And apart from the emotional pain, financial rows can make everything far more messy and fractious. So would the introduction of legally binding prenuptial agreements help? The family law solicitor Keith Walsh is here to make the case of them. Afternoon, Keith.
Afternoon, Joe.
Do people do it now anyway?
They do it now anyway. And the people who do it now anyway fall into two categories. One is people where there's a real serious imbalance in the wealth between the two people, where you have maybe one of the two spouses comes from a family that has a serious amount of money, and that a serious amount of money is likely to filter down to the son or daughter who are getting married. And quite often it's the family who are the moving party as opposed to the spouse. That doesn't create for a very harmonious premarital run-in. And I'm not sure if it necessarily helps the marriage.
Do you have to explain that to the prospective spouse? Does it have any legal force? In the case of a divorce, can you say, well, they did agree to this?
Well, it hasn't been tested, if you like. Uh-huh. The sense is that it isn't necessarily enforceable in the Irish courts, but there could be a decision that changes that. So I suppose the legal advice is, if in doubt, enter into one of these agreements. The other category of people who really would like to see these agreements introduced are people who've been through the divorce mill once already. Mm. And particularly if they've grown up children and they want to kind of maintain a bit of their own. They want to get remarried because they found somebody else, but they want to preserve something for their children. So they're not really doing it for themselves. They're doing it to kind of keep some of their assets for their children in the event that the second marriage doesn't work out. And I mean, again, I think for those people in particular, it would be great if there was a prenuptial agreement that could come into effect and that would protect them and really their children, either if there was any issue in the marriage. But also remember, prenuptial agreements could take effect on death as well, and you're trying to kind of safeguard things. And also at the minute, even though prenuptial agreements aren't enforceable, you can make an agreement which is completely legally binding, which you opt out of your spouse's your rights to your spouse's estate on death. So that's something that people can do at the minute. And again, those particularly going the second time around should possibly think about that.
Yeah. Do prenups, are they really only useful in the context of relatively wealthy people?
That's where they tend to get made. But you need some degree. Really, prenups mainly deal with money. They don't really deal with children. That's more dealt with in wills and stuff in the event of death. But really, prenups are generally for people who are better off. But again, with the price of property in Ireland, there's a huge amount of people who are very well off because of their property. So, I mean, they're the main type of people who do it. And also, you probably want a bit of certainty. I think the other thing that you're hoping to get with the prenup is if things didn't work out, that there'd be certainty. But you also have this kind of conundrum that the way people look at things before the marriage is a bit different than the way they look at them at the end of the marriage.
Yes.
So prenups may not reflect the current thinking. They might be, you know, and the longer the marriage, the less likely a prenup is going to hold up. Because even if they came in here, they wouldn't be completely enforceable like they might be in other countries. It's likely a court would still have discretion to vary them. But again, you know, so you're never going to get completely, if you sign a prenup, you're in complete difficulty. But if you sign a prenup, you're going to have a big problem to get over it as well. So it is probably going to create a bit more of a complexity. But where you're dealing with bigger money cases, there will be a complexity also. But again, I think anything that people can do where they decide things themselves, whether it's by mediation or by trying to agree things, is better than letting a judge decide it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Though in the case where you've made that prenup, but this is, you know, the hard case, but you've made the prenup, everyone's happy with it, and then 2 weeks later he wins the lotto.
Well, exactly.
Are all bets off then?
Well, I mean, look, that would be a very significant change. But again, I mean, when I started off my career, I worked in the Legal Aid Board, which is kind of free legal aid for people who can't afford to get separated or divorced in particular. And we had a couple of spouses of lotto winners in the first year or two where their spouses had won the lotto, and they said, right, I'm off, and they disappeared. And we had to kind of, it wasn't hard to find them, but to get the money off them was hard. So, I mean, winning the lotto can often be good for the person who wins it. It may not be great for the spouse sometimes. You know?
No, there is, as I understand it, there was draft legislation With the intention of regularising this.
Yeah, so as far back as April 2007, which is nearly 20 years ago, the then Minister for Justice, Michael McDougall, had commissioned an expert report. The expert group came up with some incredibly reasonable recommendations, and I think they'd gone as far as draft legislation. So this is sitting on the shelf. It could be pulled off, dusted down. It actually doesn't need any great changes, in my view. I had a read of the report again this morning, which was done by Inga Clisman at the time. And it really is an excellent report. We could slot it in if people wanted to. But I think it's really important that we have a kind of a debate, a public policy debate against it. I suppose the main reason against prenuptial agreements is maybe fairness and a sense that maybe the economically weaker or more vulnerable person pre-marriage is kind of a little bit pushed into this, and it wouldn't be fair on them. Or that maybe if there isn't sufficient safeguards. So, for example, the report suggests that you would have safeguards, which means that if these safeguards weren't followed, that the prenup agreement would definitely fall. So, for example, you wouldn't sign it for at least 28 days before you got married. So you couldn't do it the day before you got married.
Yeah,
you know, you need 28 days. You need full financial disclosure, so you know what you're giving away at the time. And also you need legal advice, and it needs to be some kind of normal contract, that it's not, you know, in any way unfair in a general contractual sense. So if they were followed, then the report group said, look, we should encourage prenups to be adopted, but also that the judge doesn't, you know, that a judge still has some discretion to make sure that it's overall fair, which is really important. So on that basis, it looks like they should come in. The only people who are really pushing them for them are farmers and maybe people who are second time round. They're the main people pushing for prenups. Yeah. Nobody else is calling out for it. It hasn't been in any political manifesto. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. And would it, in a scenario where the prenup was then disputed at a later date, would that still take place in the family court?
Yeah, no.
Or this is more like a contract dispute?
No, it would definitely be in the family courts. And I think what would probably happen is you'd have a couple of disputes and then you'd have some fairly good case law which would kind of guide you, as happens with most new law, that generally the judges would give an idea, well, look, unless it reaches a certain threshold, there's no point in you taking on the prenup. You know what I mean? But again, I think the huge issue for the prenup is what's the difference between when you signed it and where you are now. And like, there could be a couple of kids, there could be one of the spouses decided, well, look, I'm going to step back in my career and I'm going to rear the children, or I'm going to make myself available to care for the other spouse if there's an illness, or maybe an elderly relation. So like, a prenup is never going to be able to cover everything. So I think it's only fair if you can go back in and have a look. And I think on that basis, well, why wouldn't we do it? And also, to be fair to people, if they want to decide things in a certain way and they think it's fair, again, I think we've come a long way in terms of people's independence as well, and allowing them to decide things, even if they're not perfect, it's the way they want them.
Indeed. But as you say, farmers are in favour of it. So the next time they block up O'Connell Street, it'll be law within 6 months. Keith, thanks a million for coming into us. That's the family law solicitor, Keith Walsh there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.